We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship today, we come to the last two verses of Psalm 147. We've been working our way through this passage because it speaks so strongly of the foundation of why we worship God, the understandings that are in our hearts and minds of the purpose of the worship of God. And we've seen over the past couple of Sundays the power of God in creation, that God controls the seasons. He has His way in the wintertime. And who, as it said in the previous verse, who can stand before His cold? His cold is so powerful and so strong that it can take life. That's how powerful His understandings are. And so we come to verses 19 and 20, and God shares with us that He has chosen to give His word to Jacob. Verse 19, He showeth His word to Jacob, His statutes and His judgments unto Israel. Do you understand that the Old Testament scriptures that we possess today were given to Israel? They were given to her. They were unfolded to her. They were written in the Hebrew tongue. Some sections in the Aramaic, but most of it written in the Hebrew tongue, intended for the children of Israel, so that the children of Israel would be a lighthouse and a testimony to the Gentile nations. The book of the Old Testament ends with the minor prophets with Israel's demise because Israel did not follow the word that had been given to her. She did not obey the testimonies of God. There's a consequence for not following God's word. Then we read in verse 20, He hath not dealt so with any other nation. As for His judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Now God, if God can control nature and God can control the universe and He can control the weather, He has every right to choose a nation among all the nations of the earth to call His own. Is that not right? God specifically tells us in this passage, I've chosen Israel out of all the nations of the world to be My special nation. And God is perfectly just to do so. There are a lot of theologians that have a real problem with that today. It's called replacement theologians. They believe that the church today is now the new Israel, that God certainly would not be so unfair as to choose one nation out among all the nations of the world. And yet that's exactly what He says in verse 20. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for His judgments, they have not known them. And then how does He finish it? Praise ye the Lord. I'm to praise the Lord? Yes, because understand that all the promises to the Gentile nations are rooted in His promises to His people. If God is not faithful with His people, can He be faithful with anybody else? They are a witness of God's love and faithfulness. And this morning, folks, we can praise the Lord for that. We need to be thankful that God chose a nation out and that God is going to fulfill all the promises that He's made to that nation in the future. Right now, we're in the age of grace, a little interpolated period of time in history whereby God has basically given us His revelation and He's seeing, what is mankind going to do with My revelation? What is He going to do with My word? I'm going to administer My grace in such a way that I'm going to withhold My judgment and see how man does with My word. And what is going to be the testimony of the end of the period of grace? Will He find the faith? We will have not honored this word. We will have taken it away. God has given Israel as the timepiece for all history. And we ought to praise the Lord for that. That's why He told us, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Why? Because Israel is the timepiece of God's eternal plan. And may we be thankful for that. May we praise the Lord for His goodness to His people.